Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Thursday, June 4th. It's 19 degrees. Feels like 19 degrees. All is right with the world when it feels like the same thing it's supposed to feel like, or supposed to be. This episode of Dailyish brought to you by Patreon supporters at patreon.com/iChris and A Small Orange, which you can get set up for amazing web hosting. Swallowed a coffee ground. Amazing web hosting with for websites, WordPress install, up and running, lickety splits, as they say. Visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/102. Sometimes the AeroPress has a way of sneaking some coffee grounds through and makes for a little extra surprise as you finish off your cup of coffee. Coming off of yesterday's episode where Sue was on and we chatted about some ideas and different things, I had just some, there's some responses from Paul, my brother-in-law, on Twitter. Just some feedback and thoughts on live episodes and or live streaming and daily or nearly daily releases of a podcast, that kind of thing. Some good sort of back and forth, and all good stuff. And like I think my main response to what he had, was saying is basically like he was saying he wouldn't necessarily tune in live. He wouldn't necessarily listen to every episode. It would have to be a really good show to tune in live or listen to every episode, which I agree completely. And that's, it goes without saying, but it's that's the hard part of that discussion or that kind of show. Because I know for me, the stage I'm at, and where I'm at with it, and any, like most podcasters don't have the experience and, time necessarily to make a quality show day after day that, everybody's going to listen to every episode because it's so amazing. Compared to Q or like public radio with producers, et cetera, that's just not going to happen right away. So starting small, starting slow is good. But anyways, what I was sort of riffing off that in my brain this morning and last night afterwards is just wondering about the idea of funding. So this isn't some like pipe dream, pie in the sky, wondering what if, but more thinking practically, like, just, and the idea of like, okay, so let's say a year's worth of funding for me to podcast, us to build good stuff. How would that work? It's what happens to, you know, app and web developers where a project gets big enough, popular enough. Someone comes along and says, we're going to give you, you know, X millions of dollars so you can build Facebook or Twitter or whatever and not have to worry about figuring out, you're going to not worry about making money initially, build the thing, get the people here. And then obviously we want our money back and then some. But we believe in you enough to support you now, hoping that it's going to pay off in the end in some form. And I don't really think this in a, I wish someone would, although like, you know, any adult male with daddy issues, I certainly struggle with those thoughts sometimes, but more of like, would it really help? Like, so 12 months, we talked about money a little bit, numbers yesterday, we sort of alluded to it, but 12 months, let's say a year, say 4,000 Canadian a month is what our costs and of living and home and life stuff is, equates to about 50,000 plus taxes, blah, blah, blah. We as a family would obviously want to make more than that so we can afford to do things beyond just living month to month, but that's the start. So, and I have on my Patreon, I have 5,000 a month listed as like sort of the 100% full-time podcasting milestone goal. And it's why I have our monthly mortgage actually listed as a milestone goal on the Patreon page, 1150, I think is what I put on there. And because like if we ever get to that point with my Patreon supporters, and we're a long ways away, like it's $90 a month right now is where it's at or just under. But I would damn sure want to make sure I celebrate that if we ever get to that point, because that would be amazing. But that's not going to happen without a ton of work. It's not just like me throwing that out there is somehow the universe is going to respond and say, oh, Chris, you want that? Oh, we didn't realize that. Anyways, back to the idea of the year of funding. Like I could certainly approach, let's say maybe friends, family with a pitch for this is what I think I want to do. This is what I think it could happen. I think if given a year's worth of funding, this is what it'll build into. We could build good stuff into a very profitable or a profitable thing, not necessarily a very profitable thing right away. You may not get a return on your money. You'll get your money back, let's say, but you might just get the satisfaction of helping me build something, which is its own reward, right? But I wonder, like, would I be able to build something around podcasting that's sustainable and profitable in a year? I like to think so. That's why I'm doing this, but I don't know that for sure. I don't, I don't know if Biz Stone and Ev Williams and the guys behind Twitter, the folks behind Twitter, when they started it out, I mean, they had other money. Anyways, it's a different situation. But if they started it with the belief that they could make a multi-million dollar profitable business when they started it, it was a thing they thought was really cool and could be amazing. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't read Biz Stone's book, so I need to go read that. And would I love this podcasting stuff as much if it was all I did? I'd like to think so. I've been doing this from very hobby level to quarter time level-ish, off and on, sometimes half time, even though the money isn't there, for the better part of 4 to 5 years now, 4 or 5 years, and still get up every day that I get to do this, excited about it. So, but that's a question, right? If it was all I did, right now it's kind of like this, oh, I wish I could do more of it, but I can't. And so that can be also a way to justify not pouring as much into it. So some of the bigger questions whenever I process this thought is, I don't even know if I believe I'm good enough at it to warrant stepping down that path that leads to all of that, the funding. It's not that I want for someone else's popularity or download numbers and not a pity party, but I do see other podcasters' shows getting shared, talked about, linked to, etc. More than anything, I do at Good Stuff, and even us collectively, we collectively at Good Stuff. It feels like at times we're sort of operating this a bit of a vacuum and sort of outside the podcasting community online. And Kyle and I, co-founder here, Good Stuff, have talked about this. We feel like we're producing interesting quality shows, and then we put them out into the universe and they kind of land with a thud or even worse, like no sound at all. Which is not to say we don't love and appreciate the listeners that we do have. This isn't like I said, this isn't a pity party. We're just trying to figure this thing out. Like we and both of us aren't, what's been great with working with Kyle on this is that we're not necessarily like pining for this to replace our full-time jobs tomorrow or next month or anything like that, but just like wanting to do well at this thing, obviously. So I guess in wrapping up, where am I at? I kind of rambled. Oh, still under 10 minutes. I guess if you do find value and find entertainment, find joy, find sorrow, whatever, in what we do here at Good Stuff, all the great shows here at Good Stuff, please go leave a review on iTunes. You can follow the link on any of the show pages to the iTunes page if you happen to use iTunes. I know iTunes is a pain in the butt to use the interface. You can share a link on to an episode, to a show on Twitter or Facebook. All those things really do help us to see moderately increasing responses to what we're trying to do. It's a bit of like most things where you just tend to hear, you only kind of hear the negative responses. Everyone is, if they're generally happy with it, they just keep listening and why would they ever want to? They just play it in their podcast player. It's what I do with a lot of shows. And even I don't necessarily always respond to please leave a review, please rate us on iTunes, etc. But it really does help, help the podcaster who's sitting there, especially those of us who are doing it as a side project hobby thing. And yeah, I don't hear this as a pity party. Woe is us. We love what we're doing. We're having a ton of fun doing it. It's exciting. I'm excited about what we're getting the opportunity to do here with Good Stuff, continuing on, like with Kyle and myself sort of leading the charge now and sort of figuring out next steps and what we're doing sort of behind the scenes and things and revamping and retooling a bit, all that kind of stuff, pivoting, as they say, except we're not really, we're still podcasting. But yeah, I'm very excited about it. I'm not going to stop doing it tomorrow just because nobody leaves a review on iTunes or doesn't support me on Patreon or something like that. This isn't that kind of level of do or die-ness. But it does, like, over days, weeks, months, every little bit helps to encourage and help sort of motivate those folks that you're listening to, whether they're on Good Stuff or otherwise, who are probably doing it, unless they work for NPR or something, but probably doing it for free and very little monetary reward or gain, but just for the love of it. So any little bit helps. I think that's enough for now. Thank you for listening. If you'd like, you can support me on Patreon, patreon.com/iChris. Every little bit helps get towards $1,150 goal, $5,000 goal. And again, if you've got comments like Paul did, I'd love to hear them. Hit me up on Twitter, iChris on Twitter, or chris@goodstuff.fm is my email address. And you can follow Good Stuff at goodstufffm on Twitter as well. This show can be found at goodstuff.fm/dailyish. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye.